I think he still walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
There
were two or three gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. And he's walking around tonight in this meeting house. He wants to touch you and meet you and help you. Then Jesus came. And all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. You know that blind man, he heard Jesus was coming where he was. And he cried out, Jesus, have mercy on me. Oh, Jesus, don't go past me. I'm here and I have a need. Jesus. And the other people said, quiet, don't bother him. But the Bible says he cried all the more. You know, if you have a need tonight, and you cried out to Jesus, he'd probably hear you. And as he passes by where you're sitting, and he walks in the midst, and if you'd reach out and touch the hem of his garment, maybe virtue would flow into you. Maybe you know the little chorus that says, Savior, hear my humble cry. And while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Jesus, I need you. I need you now. I need you tonight. Son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord, don't pass me by.
Thank you. 感谢赞美你，让我们得到宝贵的信息都传递下去，在我们的家里，在我们的朋友中间，在我们的邻居中间，在我们的同事之间，让我们在他们中间行你的见证，让我们在他们中间行你的荣耀。
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes passing by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your faintest cry.
有首诗歌不知道我们中间有没有，就是说，当他经过的时候，我们要向他呼求，他不会太忙而没有来触摸我们。
I probably haven't heard it for 50 years.
我大概有50年没有听到那首诗歌。
I'll try to sing it. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by each moment your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, through God's blood, we reach out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we stand together as we sing?
Thank you.
Stretch forth your hand to heal all the signs of brothers and sisters. Fill with the Holy Ghost. We touch you, Jesus, we receive. Oh, life, life. Hallelujah. Jesus, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, oh, Lord, we take, we receive, Lord, we believe to receive, hallelujah.
Lord, we pray for a stream of life to flow through bodies.
Oh, Jehovah, yet of the
blood.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
We can say, I live my life that is not my own.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. I take the life of victory. Not I, but Christ Himself in me. He conquers now, He sets me free. I take the gift, the victory. And seated, I take the life of victory. Not I, but Christ Himself. Turn with me in your Bibles. Just to read a couple of verses from 2 Kings chapter 2.
我们来读几节的圣经, 列王记下第二章。
Last night we read one verse.
昨天晚上我们读了一节圣经。
Elijah and Elisha were Gilgal.
他们以利亚和以利沙就从吉甲前往。
And I hope you didn't forget what we mentioned yesterday.
我希望我们大家还没有忘记昨天我们说的。
That's the basis and continues to be the basis to this very day.
那是一个根基，而且一直到现在仍然是根基。
But it goes on from there in that second verse.
但是第二节又从。从第二节又开始。
Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel."
以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。”
Now it seems as if Elijah was the prophet, the teacher.
以利亚是先知，是那位老师。
And there were in various locations these schools of prophets.
那他们在各处都有建立先知学校。
This one in Bethel may have been called JMI.
在这个在伯特利的地方可能叫做 JMI 学校。
Maybe not.
可能也可能不是。
But there were these different schools, and Elijah went from place to place.
因为他们在各处建立了先知的学校，所以以利亚呢就到四处去。
He ministered to the students. He taught them. He helped and encouraged them.
他到各处去服侍那些学生，他教导他们，并且鼓励他们。
So I don't think it was unusual at this point in Elijah's ministry that he would go from place to place.
所以在这个时候呢，以利亚的事工呢，就是他到各处去。
Gilgal to Bethel was about 13 miles, give or take a couple.
所以从吉甲到伯特利大概有13英里的距离。
He's going to soon then go from Bethel to Jericho, which was another 15 miles or so.
然后从伯特利到耶利哥大概也有15英里的距离。
Then to Jordan, which was another from Jericho 5 or 6 miles.
从耶利哥再到约旦河大概是5-6英里的距离。
So these were manageable walks, but they were not close.
所以这些呢是可以走路走到的，但是并不是很近。
I went for a walk this afternoon. I did not walk 12 miles.
我今天下午去走路，我大概没有走12英里。
I probably didn't walk one.
可能一英里都不到。
It was enough.
但是对我就够了。
And so it was a trip that he took. It took a little while to get there.
所以对以利亚他们来说，这就是需要有一点路程的。
So I believe these were real places, and Elijah really went there. This is not just an allegory.
所以我相信这些都是实际上的路程，实际的地方，并不是只是比喻而已。
But for our purposes, I think we can learn from place to place, and I think there is a progression.
但是对我们来说，我们可以经过他们这些的一站一站来学习这个旅程。
So teacher says to student.Stay here if you want to.
所以这个老师就对他的学生说，如果你愿意的话，你可以留在这里。
Now, when you think about that, Gilgal is not such a bad place to be.
其实想一想呢，吉甲并不是一个不好的地方。
The rolling away of the reproach, the burden of sin is gone.
因为他们在那里，他们滚去了从埃及来的羞辱，他们的罪恶已经被涂抹了。
I revel in that. We glory in that. We're thankful for that.
所以我们以此为荣，而且我们非常的感恩。
But the master wants to take the student a little bit further and deeper.
但是这个老师呢，他希望能够带着学生往更深处去。
Never to forget Gilgal.
从永远不要忘记吉甲。
Never to get too far away from Gilgal.
也不要离吉甲太远。
But there's more that he wants to lead us into.
但是这老师要带我们进入更多的地方。
I'm going to Bethel.
我们这次要去伯特利。
Stay if you want. And Elisha says, oh, I'm not staying here.
他说你可以在这里等候，但是以利沙说我不在这里停留。
As long as you're alive and moving, I'm following you.
只要你还活着，而且你继续往前，我就跟着你。
And so if you're going to Bethel, I'm going to Bethel along with you.
所以如果你要去伯特利，我就跟着你去伯特利。
Then others start floating the idea. Don't you know, Elisha, that the Lord's going to take Elijah away from you? And Elisha says, yeah, but let's not talk about that now.
但是在那边呢，有一些先知们就说你知道吗耶和华要取去你的老师他说我知道但是我们不要谈这个事
I've got a lesson to learn
因为我现在还要有功课要学
Now tonight I have a lesson to learn
今天晚上我也有一个功课要学
You have a lesson to learn
你也有一个功课要学
The lesson is this It's not finished when you were Gilgal
因为我们要学的功课就是在吉甲我们还没有结束
Paul writes to people in the letter or whoever wrote the letter to the Hebrews writes
在希伯来书这作者写道
He says, I keep having to go back and lay for you the principles. You should go on from here. You've got to go back to the teaching about repentance and Gilgal all over again. That's all you've gotten up to is Gilgal.
因为他说我你们还是要一直回到这个根基，在这个根基上就是好像罪的悔改，那这就是基甲。
There's nothing wrong with that. That's all good and it's mandatory and it's basic, but you've got to move on from there.
的确这些都是很好的根基，但是我们也需要继续的往前。
But you haven't been able to be taught to move on from there, and you're never going to be able to teach anybody else.
但是希伯来书说你们没有办法好好的学，也没有办法教导别人。
So we're about ready to move away from Gilgal, never forgetting Gilgal, but we're going to move away a little bit.
我们永远不要忘记基甲，但是我们现在也需要往前。
Because we're going to find that even in Bethel, we need Gilgal.
我们要发现，就算在伯特利，我们也需要基甲。
Now that you're totally confused,
那现在可能会感觉到很困惑。
What is Bethel all about?
但是伯特利到底是什么意思？
Well, if you look at what the name means and you look at where the name came from, like we did with Gilgal last night, you have to go back to Genesis chapter 26.
就像我们昨天晚上要发现到底基甲是什么意思，今天我们要看到伯特利是什么意思。
It's a story in the life of Jacob.
那我们要回到创世纪来看雅各的故事。
And there was no place called Bethel. There was no city called Bethel at the time.
当时在雅各的时候并没有一个城市叫做伯特利。
Jacob went to sleep one night.
有一天雅各在那里睡着。
You remember what his pillow was?
你记得当时他睡的枕头是什么吗？
Yeah, a rock.
A rock, 是一个石头。
Any of you use a rock for a pillow?
我们中间有没有人睡在枕头，睡在石头上？
Sometimes you think it's like a rock. Oh, okay.
有的时候我觉得我的枕头就像一个石头。
And he had that vision. He saw heaven open. He saw the ladder. Remember angels going up and down.
这时候他就看到了一个异象，他看见了一个梯子，而且有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
He was there in this place that he didn't know the name of it yet, but he was there and he just saw the manifestation of the presence of God was all around him. He was just lost.
当时他这个地方还没有名字，他看在异象里面看见神的荣耀，他简直就是好像迷失了一样。
Do you ever feel that?
你有没有这样子感受过？
Do you ever feel that the presence of God is just so manifest and you're just taken in by it and swept up by it?
你有的时候会不会感觉神的同在就是这么的强，好像我们就整个被他吸进去了。
I think you know what that is. I think if you were here tonight and yesterday, you know what that is.
我相信如果我们在今天晚上的敬拜还有昨天晚上，我们就可以感受到。
And Jacob woke up and he said, surely the Lord is in this place.
当雅各从这个梦里醒的时候，他就说神真的是在这里。
I say that right now tonight. Surely the Lord is in this place.
同样的，今天的聚会我们也要这样子说，真的神在这里。
His presence is here.
因为他的同在在这里。
He's here.
他在这里。
Surely the Lord, this is where the Lord is here.
的确神确实在这里。
And so Jacob named the place.
所以雅各就为这个地方取了一个名字。
So this place is called Bethel.
他就说这个地方的名字叫做伯特利。
The house of the Lord.
就是神的殿，
神的家。 That's what Bethel means. It's the Lord's house.
这是神的殿，神的家。
This is where he lives. This is where he dwells. I know he's here.
这是神居住的地方，我知道神在这里。
Bethel.
伯特利。
Elisha. Come on, let's go to Bethel.
Elisha, 我们一起到伯特利。
Let's go to where the presence of God is, where the Lord is, the house of the Lord.
我们到神的殿，神的家，神的同在的地方。
You know, there's a place called the church, or the church where the church meets. It's called the house of God.
那同样有一个地方叫做教会，就是神住的地方。
Jesus said, where two or three people gather together there, wherever two or three come together, could be a camp, could be at home, could be on Watch Rock, wherever two or three gather together in my name, there am I in the midst.
耶稣也说，当有两三个人奉我的名聚集的时候，我就在你们当中，不管是在哪里，在家里，在教会，或是在营地。
Our churches should be places where the Lord is in the midst.
教会就是应该神同在的一个地方。
That's the primary purpose of God erecting a church or having a church.
这是神为什么建立教会的主要原因。
Unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
因为这个聚集就是为了他。
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him.
因为我们就是奉他的名聚集在这里，要来敬拜他。
So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him.
所以我们忘记自我，我们就是专注在敬拜他。
That's what Bethel's all about.
这也就是伯特利的意思。
We've come to worship him. We've come to talk about him. We've come to meet him. We've come to find him. Him, him, him. We want him.
我们就是来到这里，我们要寻找他，我们要遇见他，我们要来荣耀他，要来述说他，都是为着他。
So I have him all day, every day, but there are a few days out of the week, like Sunday morning, I get up and what do? I want to go to the house of God.
所以每一个礼拜天的早上，我起来，我要去哪里？我要去神的家。
I want to go to the house of God so everybody can see my new dress or my new suit.
是不是这样子？我可以到神的家，我可以到教会，所以人家可以看见我穿的新衣服呢
？I want to go to the house of God so I can see my friends and maybe get a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
我是不是到神的家，所以我可以找朋友，找一个男朋友或是女朋友
？Why do you go? Don't you go to the house of God for that?
你难道不是去神的家为这些目的吗
？No, Jesus, I'm going because your presence.
不，耶稣，我去是因为你的同在。
I'm drawn to this place because you set your presence here.
我被这个地方吸引，因为你的同在在这里。
Wherever the Apostle Paul went, and you read through the book of Acts, he went to a lot of places.
不管使徒保罗去什么地方，我们在使徒行传看见他去了很多地方。
He had a simple message.
但是他总是有一个很简单的信息。
His message was, and I think you'll know what I mean when I say this, his message was Gilgal.
因为他的信息呢，就是吉甲。
The cross and Christ and him crucified.
就是十字架，还有基督。
And he preached Christ crucified.
因为他所传的就是耶稣基督并他的十字架。
And every place that he went, that he preached Christ before he left, there was a Bethel there.
因为每一个地方，当他去的时候，他就宣讲耶稣基督和十字架。当他走的时候，那边就有一个伯特利建立了
起来。It's God's purpose, not mine or Paul's or anybody's. It was God's desire to place a Bethel in a place where people had come to Gilgal.
因为这不是他的意思，也不是我的意思，是神的意思，要在那边建立为神的百姓建立一个
伯特利。So you read over and over in the Acts of the Apostles that before he left, he ordained elders in that city.
所以我们在使徒行传看见，当他离开一个地方的时候，他就会为那边的地方按立长老。
Titus, you ordained elders in Crete and Timothy, you ordained elders there, and make sure you got people who are responsible in charge of that assembly, that local assembly, Bethel.
所以他就告诉提多、提摩太，在他们所去的地方建立，按立长老，建立教会。
It's like the body of Christ.
这就是基督的身体。
It's like that house that Paul talks about, God's building, one brick at a time.
就像保罗在说，神在建立他的家，他的灵宫。
And he's putting it all together.
而且他把这个房子建立起来。
He's fitting you into that body.
所以他也是把你放在这个身体里面。
Who's from Malaysia?
是谁从马来西亚来的？
Malaysia.
马来西亚。
All by yourself you came? No more Malaysians, just one. Oh, we got some all the way in the back. What do you know back there? Oh, hi. Okay, all the way. Okay, Malaysia. That's part of the body.
所以在你们在马来西亚也是基督身体的一部分。
从台湾，
从台湾来的。
Okay, you're another part of the body. You're not from Taiwan. You're from Maryland.
你是从马里兰州来的，不是台湾。
Who's from China?
还有从中国来的。
Oh yeah, look, he wants a standing ovation for China. Yeah, that's good from China. Another part of the body. One body though, right? One body?
但是我们都是一个身体。
You're the head, you're the hand, or not the head, he's the head. You're the hand, you're the foot, you're the eye, you're the toe, you're something or other. But we're all in one body.
不管你是手是脚，我们都是一个身体。
But yet in that one universal body of Christ, there are these divisions and churches.
但是在这一个宇宙性的基督的身体里面，我们还有地方的教会。
I said to my wife this afternoon, I said, I think I'm the only person accepting, I mentioned a couple that I knew were here. I said, I think I'm the only person from New York.
我今天下午跟我的姊妹说，哦，在这个营会里面，我大概是唯一一个从纽约来的。另外还有。
Oh, another one. Okay. I didn't know you. I know Brother James is from New York, and I know some of you others. But oh, good, I got another New Yorker here.
Yes.
But we're all part of the same body.
但是我们都是属于同一个身体。
Yeah, but that's part of the design of Bethel.
这就是伯特利的设计。
But there's also a little bit of a problem there sometimes.
但是有的时候还是有一些问题的。
Paul had to deal with it all over the place. Almost every epistle he wrote, he had to deal with it.
但是保罗呢，他必须要面各处都面对很多的问题，每一封书信里面都有问题。
You know what he had to say to some of these people who had come from Gilgal and now they were part of it? You know what he had to say to them? He had to say to them.Stop fighting.
你知道这些人从吉甲到了伯特利，他要对他们说什么呢？就是不要彼此争竞，不要争吵。
Why are the Malaysians all against the Taiwanese party?
为什么你们马来西亚的圣徒就要跟台湾来的圣徒彼此争竞？
What's happening here? Why is there a division? Why is there a schism among you?
为什么你们中间有纷争，有分门结党？
In the book of Philippians, he said, "Hey, would you tell those two ladies to stop fighting?"
保罗在腓立比书也说，你可不可以叫那两位姐妹不要再争吵？
Now, why would I ever want to go to Bethel? I'm going back to Gilgal.
那我为什么还要到伯特利呢？我宁可回到吉甲。
No, you got to bring a little bit of Gilgal into Bethel.
但是不行，我们必须把吉甲也带到伯特利。
You need the body of Christ so that the rest of the old man can get to Gilgal.
因为我们需要基督的身体，需要在教会里使我们这个肉体能够
So you've got to learn to put up with each other.
所以我们可以彼此的容忍。
None of us, none of you, oh, I don't even know all of you. None of you are perfect.
因为没有一个人是完美的。
I know. You looked in the mirror this morning. You said, "I'm perfect." No, you know.
或许你今天早上对着镜子说，哎，我实在太完美了。但是你不是。
You got blemishes.
因为你还是有缺点。
There's still a little vestige. Could it possibly be? There's still a little vestige of what we need at Gilgal. There's still a little vestige of the old man.
我们还是身上有这个老我，我们还是需要吉甲。
Why did she get picked and not me?
为什么神拣选她不拣选我？
I wanted to sit in that seat. Why did he have to sit in that seat?
为什么他可以坐在那个？
I bet they put me in the back because I'm from Malaysia.
为什么他可以坐在那里？那我就要坐在后面，是不是因为我是从马来西亚来？
And these silly things creep up in Bethel.
有这些很可笑的事情就会在伯特利发生。
And we need to get to Bethel.
但是我们需要到伯特利。
Because in Bethel is where we get most of our discipling and most of our teaching and most of our help. It comes to us in Bethel.
因为在伯特利，我们得到的是门徒训练，我们得到教导，我们得到建造。
But we need to in Bethel. Ephesians, Paul writes, you got to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit.
但是保罗在以弗所书他还说，我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Because there is an adversary, an enemy that would like to bring disharmony and disunity.
因为我们有一个仇敌，他要把我们中间的合一打破。
And I tell you, there's so many fights that go on in Bethel.
因为在伯特利有许多的争竞，许多的争吵。
I mean, not in the church that I pastor. We don't have any fights. We have no quarreling. We have no nothing. We're just angels.
但是在我牧的教会呢，我们从来不争吵，我们每一个人都像天使一样。
Not always.
不是一直都是这样子的。
But that's why God brings us into Bethel.
这就是为什么神把我们带到伯特利。
To rub you the wrong way.
所以让我们彼此有摩擦。
To get under your skin.
让我们不舒服。
Why? Why does he do that?
为什么他要这样
做？ Because he wants to perfect you.
因为他要使你完全。
He wants to get that angst out of you.
因为他要使把你磨成完全。
He wants to make you like Jesus.
让你成为像耶稣的样式。
And you'd never you'd never be able to be perfected unless he was able to bring you into a place where he could work on you.
如果神不能把你带到一个地方让他可以做工的话，你永远不能得以完全。
He had trouble with his own disciples.
所以呢，他有他自己门徒
的问题。He only had 12 in the congregation.
他在耶稣他所带的聚会里就是只有12个人。
And one man hung himself. That wasn't good.
12个他的教会里面就12个门徒其中一个还去上吊自杀
he's got one of them that's a zealot a Jewish zealot
那另外一个还是犹太的奋锐党人
and he's got another disciple who was once a former tax collector
另外还有一个门徒他从前就是税吏
that's like having the Ukrainians against the Russians or something. I don't know. It's like a world war getting ready to start. And he picks them.
所以他在他的教会里你可以想象他所拣选的人他在他们在中间就像俄乌战争一样的
激烈。You, Mr. Zealot, get over here with this former tax collector and now you love one another with a pure heart fervently.
你这个犹太的奋锐党人来到这里跟这个税吏你们要彼此相爱。
Where are you going to learn these things? Where are you going to get this? Excepting when you get to Bethel.
我们在哪里可以学到这样子的功课呢？除非我们来到伯特利。
I'm going to stay in Gilgal.
我想我还是留在
基甲算了。All by myself, I love myself. I don't have to worry about anybody else but myself.
因为我就跟自己在一起，我也很爱我自己，我不要跟别人任何人相处。
God's design is to bring you into Bethel and use you in Bethel.To labor to present everybody else perfect in Christ Jesus.
因为神的意思是要把你带到伯特利，而且要让你们彼此成全，成为完全，可以献给神。
We are our brother's keeper.
因为我们彼此都是应该要去关爱弟兄们。
So he brings us into this body and he says, "Now, why don't you just get along and be one?"
所以他把我们带到这个身体里面，他要我们彼此相爱，彼此包容，成为合一。
John 17, before he left, before Jesus left, he prayed that way.
所以在约翰福音十七章，当耶稣在离世之前，他是这么祷告的。
He said, "I pray that those that you give me through the word and the message that these will preach, they'll go all over the world and preach about Gilgal, and you'll bring me people from all over the world, and I pray that they all may be."
就是你所赐给我的人，我要把他们拆到全世界去宣扬基甲，然后把他们都带在一起，让他们合而为一。
I pray that they may be one, Father, just like me and you are one.
我祷告让他们能够合而为一，就像我跟天父你合而为一一样。
That's pretty close, isn't it?
这是非常非常的合一紧密。
That's a unity that only the Holy Spirit can do.
这样的合一只有圣灵可以做成。
I can dress you all in the same uniform and teach you to chant the same words, but that doesn't bring the unity of the Spirit.
我可能发你们每一个同样的制服，而且你们说同样的话，但是这不能带下神要的合一。
I think we've got to keep that unity.
而我们必须保守那个合一。
JMI, keep that unity.
JMI, 你们要保守这个合一。
Don't let there be divisions or schisms.
让你们中间不要有纷争，要分裂。
There's not a power vacuum that we pine for and hope that stepping on somebody else gets me there.
不是，我们不要彼此的增进，好像要爬这个权力的阶梯。
Because Lord, you put into the body who you want in the body, where you want them in the body, when you want them to fill that place in the body, it's your body.
因为这是神所建立的身体，神要把他所想要放的人放在他想要放的位置上。
I remember I told you this morning I was a counselor back down there years ago.
今天早上我告诉你们，好多年以前我曾经在这个营地做辅导。
Another year and another time we had.An altar service, and there were the boys that were at the altar in the village meeting house.
当时我们在那边在男孩子的聚会里面，我们当时有一个呼召。
And one of the hopefuls are the youngest group down there, so they're 7 years old.
当时有一个小男孩，他差不多七岁。
But these kids were kneeling at the altar and they were praying.
这些孩子呢，他们跪在这个前面，在那边祷告。
And I just happened to look at them at the time when one of them. Was praying and he had one arm raised.
当时注意到一个男孩子，他跪在地上祷告，一个手举起来祷告。
But with the other arm,
但是另外一只手呢
？He was punching the guy next to
him. 就打了他旁边的同伴。
And I had to look twice.
我不敢相信，我还再看一次。
Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，感谢你。
I don't know what he was so thanking the Lord for, but he was whacking the guy next to him, but he had the one arm up. That was okay.
我不知道他在感谢神什么，但是他一只手真的打了他的同伴。
I never forgot that, and I think I've seen that duplicated.
我从来没有忘记这件事情，而且后来我看见。
Not in others, not a literal, but I think I've seen that in the Church of Jesus Christ.
但是我后来呢，我发现其实有同样的事情重复发生，就是在耶稣基督的教会里。
Do you understand why I say we have to bring Gilgal into Bethel?
你知道为什么我现在说我们必须要把吉甲带到伯特利吗？
We hold that communion cup. What are we doing when we hold that communion cup? What I'm doing is I'm reminding myself of Gilgal.
为什么当我们在领圣餐的时候，我们拿着这个杯，我们就要想起来吉甲？
And I remind myself that we're all equal.With that blood of Jesus,
我们必须要想起来，在耶稣基督宝血的面前，我们每一个人都是平等同样的。
There's no Jew, there's no Gentile, there's no barbarian or Scythian, there's no wise or unwise, there's no male or female. We're just all one in Christ.
在耶稣基督的宝血面前，没有犹太人，没有外邦人，没有聪明的、愚拙的，没有各样的人，我们都是在基督里合一的。
And the concern is that we eat and drink life to ourselves,
而且我们要吃主喝主得生命
and to the whole body,
然后流到全身
because we're concerned about the whole body,
因为我们所在乎的是整个身体
and when one member in Bethel suffers, the whole body suffers,
因为在伯特利这个身体里面一个肢体受苦全身就受苦
and when one member rejoices, the whole body rejoices,
一个肢体喜乐整个身体都喜乐
Elisha, you coming to Bethel?
So, Elisha, 跟我到伯特利。
As long as you leave me, I'm going to go.
他说只要你带领我，我就跟着你。
Has he brought me? Has he brought you? Has he brought us to Bethel?
神有没有把你把我带到伯特利呢？
Not only to the house of God where we enjoy His presence, but where we're one.
不单我们在神的家里面我们享受他的同在而且我们是合一的
and where we work together to present everybody perfect in Christ and we're interested in the things of others
所以我们要以别人的事为事我们要彼此的在一起而且互相的成全
now if we had more days I would talk more about Bethel but we don't have more days so I've got to move on
可惜我没有更多的时间可以更多的来讲伯特利我现在要讲下一站
I want to leave Bethel
所以我现在要离开伯特利
As precious as it is and as wonderful as the body of Christ and the house of God and His presence is
在伯特利非常的美好因为神的同在在这里这是神的家
Elijah said Elisha I'm moving on going 15 miles down the road I'm going to Jericho
所以以利亚又对以利沙说我现在又要往前了离开伯特利然后走15英里到耶利哥
If you want to stay here you can but I'm going
你如果想要留在这里可以但是我要往前了
As surely as you live I'm going with you I'm not going to leave you
他说我指着永生神来启示我绝对不离开你
But it seems to me there is a progression and we are going higher or deeper we're going further
所以看起来这是一个前行的路我们不但往更深走而且往更高走
We're graduating, we're moving up
我们正在一路的上行
We're now getting to Jericho
我们现在要去耶利哥
Well, what's Jericho? We all know what Jericho is
我们都知道耶利哥代表的是什么
I remember Jericho, I remember Joshua Jericho, I remember Joshua chapter 6
我记得在约书亚记第六章那里讲到耶利哥之役。
What does that mean? What is all about? Well, it's all about Gilgal. It's all about Bethel. But now there's a little something else we've got to learn. We've got to learn that what Jesus wants to do is bring us victory.
所以我们离开了吉甲，离开了伯特利，我们现在来耶利哥。我们必须要知道，耶稣基督他是希望我们过得胜的生活。
In body, soul, and spirit, he's victor.
不管我们的灵魂体，它都是得胜的。
And you will in your personal life, and you will in your churches, and you will in your countries, and wherever it is, you'll find that there's an opposition.
不管是在你的个人、你的生活、你的家庭、你的教会、你的国家，你都会看见，那边有征战。
And the opposition is formidable.
而且这些征战是真实的。
Joshua looked up and he saw a walled city in front of him.
当约书亚他来到耶利哥的时候，他看见了一个高大的城墙。
Here I am, Joshua, with all my Bethelites around me, but we've got a problem.
约书亚他站在这里，所有的他的人都跟在他旁边，他现在面临了一个大问题。
What do I do when I have a problem? Well, I go find if I can solve it.
当我们遇见困难的时候，我们怎么做呢？我们就想法子来解决。
That's good. Some problems you can solve. You got no air in your tire, you go to the gas station, put air in it. That'll solve the problem.
是的，有些问题我们是可以解决的。比方说，你轮胎漏气了，你就去加个气。
But maybe you've come across a problem where you can't solve.
但是或许我们会面临一个问题，是我们没有办法解决的。
You can't solve it, and the whole JMI can't solve it.
有的时候我们没有办法解决，整个 JMI 也没有办法解决。
You might face as a group, as a whole group of JMI, whatever incorporated, you might face a problem that you don't know the answer to. They don't know it in Malaysia, they don't know it in Taiwan, the Chinese, they don't know it either. Nobody knows the answer.
或许整个 JMI 团队会遇见的一个问题，就是不管在马来西亚、台湾或是中国的圣徒都没有办法解决。
Or it might be a personal need.
或许我们面临的是个人的问题。
You've been in Gilgal, you're in Bethel, but I still got this. I can't overcome this. I got a problem, and it's too big for me to solve.
我们经过了吉甲，来到了伯特利，但是我们身上可能还有一个很大的问题，是我们没有办法解决的。
So you learn something when you get to Jericho.
所以我们在耶利哥，我们要学另外一个功课。
You learn the Savior can solve every problem. The tangles of life He can undo.
我们在耶利哥，我们要学到一个功课，就是我们的救主可以解决我们一切的问题，我们身上所有的捆绑，他都可以释放。
You learn that there's victory in Jesus.
因为我们要学到在耶稣里面有得胜。
You learn that the big walls and the high walls and the things that you can't get in, that He's able to destroy them and knock them down.
我们会学到。不管这个城墙有多高大，它都可以让它倒塌。
The doctor says it's incurable, but you found that Jesus can cure it.
医生可能对你说你的病没有办法医治了，但是在耶稣那里有医治。
Well, how many times have we found that out?
好多次我们都可以这样子的学习发现。
No hope.
当我们没有指望的时候
Can't do anything about this one.
什么事都不能做的时候
Then Jesus came.
耶稣来了
And Jesus healed. And Jesus delivered. And Jesus was victorious.
耶稣来医治释放他得胜
So Joshua had to lead in Jericho these people, the Bethelites, into battle. These Bethelites who had come past Gilgal.
所以约书亚呢，他们经历了吉甲，现在他带着这一群的伯特利人，他们要进入另外一个面对另外一个征战。
And so yes, we need to learn that Jesus is victor.
他们现在要学习的就是耶稣基督是得胜者。
But there's something I believe as important, maybe more important about Jericho that sometimes is overlooked.
我想在这里分享的就是有的时候我们可能忽略了有关耶利哥的事但是非常的重要
I like victory a lot too just like everybody else does
我很喜欢得胜就像每一位喜欢得胜一样
But you read the story and it's very clear it's not a minor point it's the major point there would be no victory if there were no obedience
但是我们读耶利哥的故事我们就会发现如果他们没有顺服的话他们不可能得胜
Trust and obey. There's no other way.
信而顺服，没有其他的。
We need to learn obedience.
我们要学习顺服。
Obedience to the word of God.
对神的话顺服。
Obedience to the will of God.
对神的旨意顺服。
Obedience isn't sometime I'll get around to it. Obedience is right now when He speaks, I obey, I do.
顺服不是将来我会，而是现在他说了，我现在就要顺服。
Now, imagine if you were Joshua.
想想看，假设你现在是约书亚。
And you're wanting to know how is it we're going to get past this Jericho, this walled fortified city.
想说我要怎么样能够越过这眼前高大的城墙。
And the Lord says, well, I'll tell you what to do, it's easy. I want you guys to all get out there, get all your Bethelite friends along with you, and I want you to walk around the city.
神就跟他说这很简单我告诉你怎么做你就是把这些伯特利人呢都召聚在一起就是绕着城走
I'm not going sightseeing I don't want to look at the walls I'm trying to win the victory
但是约书亚可能想 我们来这里不是来观光的 我们是来打仗的
Walking around have to do with knocking the walls down
我们这样子绕着走 怎么可能把城墙打倒
I mean the only thing that that could do is discourage me as I'm walking around and thinking there's no way in here I don't know how we're going to do this this has gone from bad to worse
所以我搞不好我这样子绕了一圈以后 我更沮丧了 觉得更不可能了
And the next day the Lord says I won't do it again
第二天呢 神又告诉约书亚 再绕一次
And the next day he says I'll do it again And again
第三天 第四天 第五天 都再绕一次
How many times I got to do this?
我到底要绕几次呢?
Until he stops saying, do it.
一直到神说不要绕了。
If you have to do it for 30 days in a row, do it 30, whatever he says, just do what he says.
如果你需要绕 30天, 你就得绕30天。
And Joshua learned at Jericho that obedience works.
在耶利哥, 约书亚学到了一个功课, 就是顺服, 真的有效。
As we do God's work, God's way, God gives the victory.
因为当我们做神的功, 照着神的方式, 神会赐给我们得胜。
I'm not picking on you, JMI, but you're here. So, JMI, do God's work, God's way.
因为你们就在这里, 所以我又用 JMI来举例。 JMI你们要做是神的方式。
There is a way that seems right unto man.
因为有一个方式在人看为是正路。
And it oftentimes is contradictory to God's way.
但是有的时候呢, 确实跟神的道是相反的。
It seems if we're going to meet this need, we've got to get bigger weapons or more of an army. Let's pay somebody to join with us and help us.
或许我们要打这场仗呢, 我们需要有更多的武器, 我们可能要去找更多的人来帮忙。
God's way when Gideon faced the Midianites was just the opposite. God said, send them all home.
当基甸来面对米甸人的时候 神却告诉他们把这些人都遣散回家
And so Joshua did exactly what the Lord told him to do
所以约书亚呢 就完全照着神所吩咐的做
They walked around that last day They walked around six times And then they shouted, remember?
记得他们第六天绕完了第七天 他们就开始呼喊
They when they shouted, those walls came down.
当他们呼喊的时候, 城墙就倒塌了。
That doesn't mean what we need to do is shout.
这并不表示说我们就是只要呼喊。
What it means is what we need to do is be obedient.
但是我们需要做的就是顺服神。
And there was just as much obedience in the abject silence as there was in the shout.
其实要他们 安静不说话 跟要他们呼喊, 同样的需要顺服。
What we need to learn to do is obey.
我们需要学习的最重要的第一个功课就是要顺服
You find that all through the Bible
在整本圣经我们都看见同样的
God loves obedience
神喜悦顺服的人
He reacts and responds to obedience
他也对顺服的人有回应
People that have stepped out in obedient faith
当人凭着信心往前的时候
Who in the Bible didn't do that?
哪一些人在圣经里面没有这样做呢?
They all did. Abraham did it.
圣经许多人物, 他们都是这样, 亚伯拉罕,
take your son, your only son Isaac whom you love, and sacrifice him there on that mountain.
带你的儿子, 独一的儿子到山上献祭。
Now Abraham is a choice, obedient or disobedient.
所以亚伯拉罕就面临了一个抉择, 到底要顺服吗?
That's a tough choice, I love my boy.
这是非常困难的抉择, 因为他爱他的孩子。
I mean, my son was here, what would I do? The Lord told me to go kill him.
我的儿子今天早上就在这里 如果神叫我去把我的儿子杀了 我会怎么做?
I don't think the Lord would tell me that so I'm glad I don't have to cross that bridge but
我不觉得神会这样子要求我 所以我不需要面对
Abraham had a choice and it wasn't easy It's not easy to obey
亚伯拉罕面临一个非常艰难的抉择 要顺服神不容易
Now we'll build a boat for what?
他叫挪亚盖一个方舟，为什么？
I don't even live on the water. I don't live near the water. Why can't I build a boat?
我又不住在水上，我也不靠近海边，我为什么要盖一个建造一个船？
Because I told you to build a boat. That's why.
你要建一个方舟，因为我告诉你。
These are not lessons that you learn the first day after you've been to Gilgal and the burden rolls away.
其实这些不是我们刚刚在基甲我们的羞辱被滚去之后我们就要学的功课。
You've got to develop a bit of a walk with him before you get to the place where he can speak and you can hear and then you can respond when it makes absolutely no sense.
我们必须要跟他同行一段的时间，我们可以听见他的话语，我们可以回应他，然后我们会遇见这些好像不合理的要求。
And there are many stories in the Bible where it's a really big deal that they have to follow, a big thing that they have to do.
在圣经里我们看见有些时候他们必须要做一些很大的事情。
But there are many, many places in the Bible where it's just a little bit of faith and obedience like a grain of mustard seed.
但是有的时候在圣经里面他们只是需要去顺服一件很小的事情，就像一个芥菜籽那么大小的信心。
I think of when Jesus was at that wedding feast in Cana of Galilee.
就像耶稣当他在迦拿的婚宴那里。
And they wanted wine to drink, and there was none.
他们需要喝酒，但是酒已经用尽了。
And Mary, Jesus' mother, says to the servants, "I don't know what he's going to tell you to do, but whatever it is that he says, just do it."
耶稣的母亲玛利亚就对仆人说，我不知道他会告诉你什么事情，但是耶稣告诉你们的事情你们就照着做。
And then Jesus comes around and he says, fill those water pots, those big 32 gallon things, fill them with water to the brim.
那耶稣就来告诉这些仆人们，你就把这些大的水缸装满水。
Would you do that?
你如果是你，你会吗？
Don't answer me, butThink about it. Would you do that?
让我们想想，如果是你，你会照着做吗？
Have I gotten as far as obedience in Jericho? Have I learned that lesson? Has the master been able to teach me?
所以我们是不是已经经过了耶利哥？我们已经学会了我们老师要我们学的顺服。
I don't know. I'd like to think I would, but I don't know. I hope so.
我希望我已经学到了顺服的功课。
They implicitly obeyed.
所以他们就真的照着做了。
And then they got the next word. Now take that little cup of ladle of yours and bear out and give it to the governor.
他们做了以后呢，他们又得到了命令，就是把这些的水或是酒舀出来。
I mean, I put water in there a minute ago, and now I'm supposed to give it out to him, and he doesn't want water. And what's going to happen now?
那他会不会想说，一分钟以前我才把水倒进去，现在我把它舀出来，但是我们需要的不是水啊。
They took the ladle and they scooped it out and they gave it to the governor and he said, "Wow, where'd this come from?"
但是他们顺服了，他们就把这个水舀出来，交给了那个管婚礼的人。
Those servants couldn't change the water into wine.
这些仆人他们没有办法把水变成酒。
They couldn't do the miracle.
他们不能行神迹。
But they could respond to Jesus in faith.And obedience.
但是他们可以做的就是，对耶稣的话有反应，而且在信心里顺服。
What they could do, God expected them to do.
他们可以做神要求他们做的事。
In John chapter 11.
在约翰福音十一章。
Again, big story there. Lazarus is dead.
在那里也有一个伟大的故事，就是拉撒路死了。
He's in the grave, and by now he's beginning to stink.
他在坟墓里，现在他差不多已经臭了。
Four days already.
因为已经死了四天。
And Jesus, you know the whole story. Mary and Martha come out. If you were here, he wouldn't have died. Oh, he will rise. Yeah, one day he will rise, but we don't know when that's going to be.
那我们都知道这个故事，就是玛利亚跟马大他出来迎接耶稣，就说啊，你如果在的话，他就不会死。那耶稣说他会复活。他说是的，有一天他会复活。
Gets out to where the sepulcher is.
然后呢，他就到了，耶稣就到了这个坟墓旁边。
There's a little verse in there. It says that he said to the servants, to the disciples, "Move away the stone from the sepulchre."
在这里呢，就有短短的一句话，就是耶稣来到这个坟墓的前面，叫仆人把这个石头滚开。
Why did Jesus do that? Why did they have to move the stone?
为什么他们需要把这个石头滚开？
Don't you think Jesus could have gotten Lazarus out of the sepulchre with the stone still in front of it?
难道如果石头仍然挡在面前，耶稣不能让拉撒路复活出来吗？
Squeezed him through a crack or brought him from under the ground or something. He could have done that.
或许从让把他从石头缝里变出来，或是从地里
找出来。If you're going to raise a man that's been dead 4 days, I mean, the problem of the stone in front of the sepulchre is not going to stop you.
如果你要让一个死了4天的人复活，那挡在前面的石头应该不成问题。
I firmly believe that the reason why Jesus asked him to do that is because he does respond to obedient faith.
我非常的相信，耶稣叫这些人把他石头挪开，因为他会反应，他会对人的顺服有回应。
Just like the servants couldn't get the wine out of the water, nor could the servants get a dead body back to life, but they could do the little bit that they were asked to do in faith.
就像那些仆人，他们没有办法把水变酒啊，这在这里，这些仆人也没有办法把人从死里复活，
James,
但是他们可以顺服神。
James commented on this, and James said, "You know, your faith without works is kind of dead."
在雅各书里面，雅各就说，信心没有行为就是死的。
Show me your faith. Don't just tell me, "I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe." Show me that you believe, believe, believe.
不要只是告诉我，我相信，我相信，我相信，我相信。但是你做给我看，让我看见你真的相信。
Jesus can do anything. Jesus can raise the dead. I know Jesus can raise the dead. You're, yeah, okay, move away the stone. Oh, I'm not going to move that stone.
你不要只是说哦，耶稣可以使死人复活，但是叫你把这石头挪开，你却不肯。
And sometimes we do that too, because you've got to continue to follow the master, the teacher, and learn the lessons of obedience and faith.
有的时候我们就是必须持续的跟随我们的主，然后学这个信心的功课。
And so they moved away the stone from the sepulchre, and Jesus cried out, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he came bouncing out of that tomb.
所以仆人们就顺服了，把这个石头挪开。耶稣呼喊拉撒路出来，拉撒路就跳着出来。
Just one more. You remember when?10 lepers came to Jesus.
另外还有一个故事，你记得十个长大麻风的来到耶稣面前吗？
I read that story just recently, and it struck me.
我最近读到这个故事，仍然非常的让我感动。
There were lepers that Jesus healed before. One man came to him and said, "If you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus said, "I will be that clean."
还有另外就是有人说对耶稣说，主啊，你若肯，你就可以洁净我了。主说，我肯，你就洁净。
The man that came to Jesus and asked expressed faith by his asking. I know you can make me well.
这个人他来到耶稣面前，他要求耶稣，因为这就表现了他的信心，因为他知道耶稣可以使他痊愈。
But in the story with the 10 lepers that came, remember Jesus said to them, "Oh guys, go show yourself to the priest."
但是在这个另外一个故事，就是十个大麻风，在这个故事里面呢，耶稣却说，你们去把让祭司来看你们。
Jesus responds to obedient faith, but they had not expressed obedient faith. They just were crying, "Unclean, unclean, have mercy on me."
当时他们并没有表现出来他们的信心，他们只是说，我们是不洁净，不洁净的，可怜我们吧。
But their act of going to the priest with all the leprosy all over them was an act of faith.
但是当他们全身还是长满了大麻风，他们却开始走路要去祭司那里的时候，就表现出来他们的信心。
I don't see anything.
当时他们并没有看见自己。
But he told me to go show myself to the priest, who's the one that adjudicates whether or not I've got leprosy or not.
但是当耶稣叫他们去给祭司看的时候，他们去。
And as they went, the Bible says they were healed.
圣经告诉我们，当他们在走的时候，他们就得洁净。
It's an act of obedience.
因为他们有这个顺服的行动。
And on and on, and I'm not going to go on and on, that's enough. But there is always a response to obedient faith that Jesus required.
所以很多很多的故事都让我们看见，当耶稣看见了有信心的行为的时候，他会有作为。
And he still looks for faith.
他今天仍然在寻找信心。
He still looks for obedience.
他仍然在寻找顺服。
He still looks at Jericho for those who are going to listen to what he says and do what it is that he asks.
他仍然在寻找耶利哥，是不是有那些听见他的话就能够顺服的人。
Only believe.
只要相信。
Only believe.
只要相信。
All things are possible to him that believeth.
在信的人，神凡事都能。
Sometimes we are like the man in the Bible that said, Lord, I do believe, but help my unbelief.
但有的时候我们好像圣经里那个人说，主啊，是的，我要相信，但是帮助我的不信。
Savior, raise my faith in thee till it can move a mountain.
我的救主啊，增加我的信心，让我的信心可以移山。
So, Elijah is bringing Elisha from place to place.
所以我们看见以利亚，他带着以利沙一站一站的前行。
We've been to Gilgal.
我们去了基甲。
We've come to Bethel.
来到伯特利。
And at Bethel, we're working together.
在伯特利，我们一起同工。
We're serving together.
我们一起服侍。
We're loving one another.
彼此相爱。
We're letting the world know that we're Christians by that love that we have one for the other.
因为我们彼此相爱，世人可以看出我们是基督徒。
And we're discipling and being discipled.
我们彼此做门徒训练。
As we gather together in His house, in His name, with His presence.
我们在神的家里，奉他的名聚集。
It's a nice place to be, but then there are victories.
这些都是好的事情，但是我们需要得胜。
If any of us tonight, myself included, am I looking for God to win victories?
我想今天在座的有没有人，包括我自己，我们需要得胜。
In my own life, in JMI, in my church back home where I pastor, and among the people, am I looking for a victory?
我们是不是我自己个人的生命，在 JMI 或是我在家里的教会，我们是不是在需要，我们需要得胜？
He leads us from victory to victory.
神可以带领我们经历得胜又得胜。
He goes forth conquering and to conquer.
他可以往前征战，得胜再得胜。
And the church, the Bethel of Jesus Christ, is like a mighty army.
耶稣基督的教会是一个大能的军队。
We're a living organism.
因为我们是一个活的身体。
That can't be stopped.
是没有办法阻挡，没有办法被拦阻的。
Jesus said the gates of hell don't prevail against the church.
因为耶稣说，阴间的门不能胜过他。
His church, washed in His blood, obedient and pulling together and doing His work.Cannot be stopped.
因为他的教会在宝血里洗净，而且被组织起来是没有办法被拦住的。
He leads forth and goes forth as the captain of our salvation, and we follow him.
他带领我们往前，他是我们救恩的元帅，我们要跟从他。
And when the captain says, "Do this, don't do this, do that, don't do that," what do we say?
当我们的元帅对我们说做这个不要做那个，做这个不要做那个，我们怎么说？
Yes, sir.
我们就说是的。
What did you say?
是的。
Yes, sir.
是的，主。
Rejoice evermore. Yes, sir.
是的，主。
Pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
Yes, sir.
是的，主。
In everything, give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
Yes, sir.
是的，主。
And on and on and on and on.
还有很多很多。
That's Jericho.
这就是耶利哥。
That's the victory, the way through the victory.
这就是得胜再得胜。
Yes, sir.
是的，主。
Where you lead, I'll follow. Yes, Lord.
不管你去哪里，我都跟从。
Though the cost be great, yes, Lord. But I don't feel like it.
但是有的时候感觉我不想。
Why do I have to be? Why can't he? Why goes
on? 为什么我需要这样子呢？
Lord, give me an obedient heart.
主啊，给我一颗顺服的心。
Help me to do Your will.
帮助我能够来做你的行你的旨意。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国降临。
Thy will be done here on earth as it's done in heaven.
你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上。
And so the Master teaches, doesn't he?
这就是我们的主所教导的。
Some of the lessons are a little bit hard and difficult, but if we learn them,
有些功课的确很难，但是如果我们学会了
，victory ahead，
我们就可以看见得胜在前方。
I don't care what the world looks like.
我不管这个世界现在是什么样子。
Those of us who live in New York City have a mayor that he doesn't like us too much.
在纽约我们选了一个市长他不太喜欢我们
And there are people、oh, What are we going to do now? He's the mayor of New York City And we serve the king of kings And the lord of lords What are we going to do now? We're going to follow the king
有些人他们就很担心我们现在该怎么办我们有这样子的一个市长他不过就是我们纽约市的市长但是我们有耶稣基督他是我们的元帅他是万王之王我们要跟从他
He's far above all principalities and all powers and he's been given a name that's above every other name
他胜过了一切执政的掌权的空中有能的他的名是超乎万民之上的名
And I'm in his army
而我现在是在他的军队里
Yes, sir.
是的主
What a privilege
这是一个特权
What a joy to serve him
能够服侍他是何等的喜乐
And to know that there is victory in Jesus
而且我们非常的我们知道在基督里有得胜
Tonight if you're looking for victory
如果今天晚上我们需要得胜
Maybe you need to start by saying Lord help me to be obedient
I've
been praying about this for 20 years, Lord, and I have not the answer yet. Maybe it's disobedience.
或许是因为我们或许说我们已经祷告了很久都没有得到答案。或许是因为我们不够顺服。
Lord, I'm going to follow you wherever you lead.
但是我们说今天晚上我决定要跟随你，不管你带我到哪里。
If you go, I'm going.
你如果去，我就跟。
If you don't go, I'm not going.
如果你不去，我也不去。
But Lord, I'm going to follow.
主，我要跟从。
And there's victory in Jesus for you.
因为在耶稣里有得胜，为你也为我。
That song is in our hymn book. I don't know if it's in the Chinese book at all, but if it's in that red hymn book, I think it's 240.
在这个红色的诗歌本里面
，There's victory in Jesus, my Savior forever.
240首。
He bought me and he sought me with his redeeming blood.
靠主耶稣必得胜。在红色诗歌本240首，中文有吗？
Came from glory, how he gave his life. believe the Lord would like to win victories tonight.
我相信今天耶稣要得胜。
There are walls of Jericho that have to come down.
那些耶利哥的高大的城墙必须倒塌。
We walked around and around long enough and looked. It's time for them to come down.
我们已经绕城很久了，现在是时候要来得胜。因为耶稣基督是得胜者。
Oh, hallelujah! Jesus is your victor.
耶稣基督是得胜者，这是你的得胜，因为他已经在十字架上得胜，他已经付了代价。我们今天就是跟着他直到得胜，我们一起跟随，我们一起跟随。
Oh, Jesus, you purchased victory for every one of us.
因为你已经为了我们的得胜付了代价。所以所有的都在已经摆在桌子上了，我们现在要凭信心来进去。是的，主。
Lord, you are the captain of our salvation.
因为你是我们救恩的元帅。
And Lord, we're believing for the giants to be fell, for the walls to come down,
我们相信巨人要倒下来，城墙要倒塌。
And your kingdom to come.
你的国要降临。
Lord Jesus, give victories tonight.
今天晚上吧，今天晚上在我们的身体里面都得胜。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，我们接受。我们接受你的得胜。哦，你已经付了完全的代价，我们接受你的得胜。
Faith is the victory that overcomes the world.
因为我们的救主已经胜了这世界。
哈利路亚。Strength divine he gives it unto those who know. Any resistance in your heart, if there's any high place in your life, let him level the ground. Let him break down that resistance, that disobedience. Say, yes, sir.
Jesus.
We're yours. We're following on. Oh, Jesus, take away every bit of resistance to your will. Give us an obedient spirit, Lord. Send within to us power of obedience to do your will. Oh Lord, we want to. We find our flesh sometimes weak. But tonight we're looking to you for victory and for strength.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. Finish the work that you want to accomplish in our hearts tonight, Lord. Let not one thing fail of what you have ordained for this meeting. Jesus, have your way. Thank you for your presence. Your sweet presence, as we've gathered, are gathered in your name. You are in the midst.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. We love you. We thank you. We worship. We adore you.
Amen.
We open our hearts wider to you. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Jesus. Goodbye. Oh, sin. Oh, I need you.
天上的父，请你彰显你的圣洁，使你的名显为圣，在你圣洁的光中，是吧？永久的山崩裂。 长城的岭塌陷，一切的拦阻，主啊，你亲自的来打碎。赞美你，谢谢你，我要归给你宝贵的名祷告。
We have over 100 leaders in the JMI ministry.
在 JMI 的施工里，我们有超过100位领袖。
The number increases.
这个数字还在增加。
Some of them are pastors.
有些是牧者。
Of 100 themselves.
他们。
They have 100 or 200 in their congregation.
他们自己手下也带领了超过100个人的会众。
Others may be small group.
其他的也许有更小的小组。
But here's a word for all of us.
但是这里有一句话是为着我们所有人的。
Paul wrote it to the Philippians.
保罗写给腓立比人。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But made himself of no reputation.
反倒虚己，使他自己毫无名声。
That's a strong word for leadership.
这对于领袖是一个非常强烈的词汇。
It's so easy to want to have a good reputation.
我们很容易想要得到一个很好的名声。
Or great reputation.
或者很大的名声。
But Jesus took upon him the form of a bondservant.
但是耶稣取了奴仆的形象。
And coming in the likeness of man.
成为人的样式。
And being found in appearance as a man,
谦卑自己成为人的样子。
He humbled himself,
他自己谦卑。
And became obedient to the point of death,
谦卑顺服以至于死。
Even the death of the cross,
甚至死在十字架上。
Therefore, God has given him a highly exalted name.
所以神把他赐给那 至高的名赐给他。
It's above every name.
超过万名之上的名。
At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
因着耶稣的名，万膝都要跪拜。
Things in heaven or things on earth.
天上的，地下的。
And those under the earth.
地底下的。
And every tongue should confess.
万口都要承认
Jesus Christ is Lord
基督耶稣为主
to the glory of God the Father
使荣耀归于父神
Humble thyself and the Lord will draw near thee Humble thyself and his presence shall be